Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I brought along with me Amanda Bynum. She is Michigan Theater spokesperson. She's filling in for Russ Collins today on Cinema Chat. And welcome. It's good to see you once again.
Hi, David. It's good to be back.
And Russ is not here because he's in Park City, Utah.
Russ is already in Park City. The Sundance Film Festival starts today, and the Michigan Theater runs a conference in advance of the festival for art house cinemas all over the country and all around the world, actually.
The Art House Convergence,
Russ
was
the
founder.
So that today is the last day. It wraps up today. There's about 600 attendees there, which is awesome. And then he and the rest of the crew that's already there will be headed over to Park City, and I'm headed there myself a little later today.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Now, there's already some buzz coming out about what films you need to see and everything. So
yes.
Have you made your little list?
It's a big list. I'm hoping I can make it to about 30 movies over the next 7 days.
That's a full-time job.
It is a full-time. Well, it's my job, you know, and I take my job very seriously. So I'm
film
hoping
procurement.
It's about film procurement, exactly. I'm hoping to see about 4 or 5 a day. I'm only going to see 2 today. I know, only 2. So 4 or 5 the next few days after that. But one of the films that I'm really, there's a couple films I'm super excited about. One of them is Landline, which stars Jenny Slate and Edie Falco. And it's a dark comedy set in 1995.
Pre-modern technology,
my junior year of high school. So I'm pretty stoked to see what happens in this film. And it's basically, it's a dark comedy about family dysfunction and sibling rivalries.
Yeah, none of us can relate to that.
No, never. And then there's another drama called To the Bone, which is about a woman with an eating disorder, and it touches on issues of self-esteem and society's generalizations of beauty, and it just looks wonderful. And
it couldn't be a more timely issue.
By all accounts, it's a star-making turn for the lead actress, Lily Collins, who's been in plenty of other things, but that she just absolutely shines in this. So I'm excited to see both of those.
And so I will expect you then to bring those films back to the Michigan Theater and in the greater Ann Arbor area.
That's the plan. I mean, often it takes a while for them to cycle
distribution
back around,
and right? Ring.
But that's kind of the beauty of Cinetopia, that some of these things, maybe they're going to come our way as part of our regular first-run film programming, but maybe there'll be, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 special screenings during the course of Cinetopia.
Well, when we talk about specials, sometimes films make short runs at the Michigan Theater, but they are spectacular, so
right.
You don't want to miss your 1 or 2 opportunities
right.
to see them?
Right, so we have 2 movies. I'm putting air quotes around the word opening this week, because we're only showing them a couple of times. We have a new film called Seasons, which is a documentary that's made by the filmmaking team that made Winged Migration. So instead of taking to the sky for this one, they are focusing on the land. And it's a film about how animal evolution in Europe. So it's this, you know, beautiful meditation, and there's scenes of, you know, foxes running and like moose doing moose things. And I mean, it looks beautiful, but that's kind of the conceit of the film, that just like Winged Migration, except land.
Well, not only is it beautifully shot, but if you go in with the mindset that we are losing animals to extinction at an alarming rate, and you take a look at what we have now and the history of what was there and what's gone, it becomes significantly educational.
Yeah, the film kind of tries to go through an incredibly long period of time,
right.
And you know, looking at how man has impacted. You know, I've only seen a little bit of it, but you know, where it shifts from sort of horses in the wild to horses being ridden. So it looks fascinating, and that opens tomorrow, but it's only playing once or twice throughout the week.
Well, you know, there was a movie many, many years ago called Oh God with George Burns, and it was kind of this
familiar.
Funny wisdom, right? And then Morgan Freeman played God in Almighty
yes,
Bruce, and he
right?
had kind of a
Alanis
particular
Morissette
character.
Alanis Morissette has played God.
In this movie that's opening up in the Michigan Theater, I like the premise that God does exist.
Yes.
But he's an absolute jerk.
Yes. This film is called The Brand New Testament, and God is living in a high-rise apartment in Brussels, you know, like you do. And he tortures his daughter. I mean, he's a tyrant to his daughter, Aya. She's only 10. And so she decides that she's going to exact her revenge by hacking into his computer and leaking to the entire world every person's date of their death. Which is going to really
there's a lot of opportunity for comedy in there.
I think this looks fabulous.
Yeah.
So then she writes her own New Testament, gathers her own set of apostles. I just think this looks super, super clever. And it's a French film, so it's going to have that sensibility to it as well.
It's called The Brand New Testament. Yep. Make sure you check it out. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater spokesperson Amanda Bynum. She is filling in for Russ Collins this week. He's out in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival. Now, one of the other special screenings coming up this week at the Michigan Theater is something that is particularly timely. The president is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Perhaps an even larger march, rally, and demonstration is going to take place on Saturday, the Women's March in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. And you have the Science on Screen film, which is called I Voted?
I Voted? I like to say I voted.
Right.
That it's in the title. So this is a film about it's a documentary film about a South Carolina candidate who won his Senate primary in a landslide despite never having campaigned. So the filmmaker sets out to examine how this could happen and exposes loopholes about voter fraud. So we're bringing in a professor.
And how that impacts the overall electoral college,
yep,
right?
Mm-hmm. So J. Alex Halderman is a professor of computer science and engineering, and he's the director of the Center for Computer Security and Society at U of M. And he's also featured in the film. He is the professor. I'm not going to get this exactly right. So, Alex, if you're listening, please forgive me and correct me on Wednesday. He is the professor whose graduate students hacked into the Iranian on purpose, with the blessing of the Iranian government, hacked into their election system. And every time someone voted, it played the U of M fight song.
Wow.
This happened. This is a real thing. So Iran was trying to make sure that they couldn't be hacked. And Alex's students kind of did it immediately and rigged it too. So this is,
conversations going on here in the United States of America, and voter security is going to be an ongoing issue.
Yes.
So getting a look, and it's not a partisan film. It's not taking a side. It's looking at, we have an issue.
Right. And Alex's presentation is really going to focus on the science and the mechanics of hacking and rigging an election. And I think it's fascinating. And we try to do things that are timely. And my good friend Brian, who's our senior film programmer, says, I really wish we could have shown this in like December. But, we're the train's on the track. So we're showing it this coming Wednesday, January 25th at 7 p.m.
Looking
forward
to seeing
that for sure.
Super excited
to bring science on screen.
Now, there's plenty to see if you are headed to the cinemaplexes as well. 20th Century Women is something that is getting quite a bit of buzz.
20th Century Women. I wish we could be showing this film at the Michigan Theater. Our schedule is kind of jammed with the great success of La La Land and Jackie and Manchester by the Sea.
All of which are still playing.
Exactly. So we weren't able to open 20th Century Women, but it's opening at the Multiplex this weekend. It stars Annette Bening as a single mom living in California in 1979. And she decides that the best way that she can parent her teenage son is to get her tenants that live in her properties to kind of shepherd him through the changing world. Right, exactly. And so the film, it stars Annette Bening. She's getting huge acclaim and Oscar buzz for her role. But it also stars Greta Gerwig and Elle Fanning as two of the women who are going to sort of shepherd this young man through his adolescence. It just looks great.
And I love it when actors hit the top of their game in a particular storytelling format.
It looks great. And it's okay that it's not the Michigan Theater. Go see it at the Multiplex. It looks fabulous.
Another is The Founder with Michael Keaton, who is taking on the role of Ray Kroc
from McDonald's.
Right, exactly.
So, Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc. I cannot say all of these words. Plays Ray Kroc. And he meets the McDonald brothers, and he kind of figures out a way he can franchise their struggling little business. And
we certainly know how it's ended up.
Right. So I think this also looks great, too. I love a good biopic, and Michael Keaton has really had a resurgence since Birdman.
Right.
So, I'm always rooting for that guy.
Well, there's a lot to choose from. Go to the movies, enjoy yourself, and we'll do this all again next Thursday. Amanda, thank you for your time. It was great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Amanda Bynum, Michigan Theater spokesperson. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.